crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs will burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supply for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, can you hear me okay, everyone? I can't hear myself in these. Oh, here we go. There we go. I'm in a totally different studio. I have a different studio I've ever worked in before. So I'll have to prove myself right by saying every studio is the same. It's got all the same stuff. Just takes a couple of minutes, right? I'll just keep telling myself that. So look around. Cal's here. Unfortunately, we had a lot of guests today. Well, good amount for a three-hour show. We had Cal Cali Band. Cal's still here. Here, I'll put your mic up, Cal. Hello, Cal Cali.
Hello, hello.
Did you see anyone else downstairs? He might be out of breath.
Yes,
he's running up and down.
Schmel and Yuki are downstairs. They're coming up.
No sign of Jimmy James?
Nope.
Okay. I don't know if he's coming in, but it might just be me, Cal Cali Band. We have, hopefully I'll be able to figure out the phone all right from this Studio C, but we have Barry from Barry and the Remains calling in. I can't pronounce his last name. What's his last name?
Tashin.
Barry Tashin.
Tashin, yeah.
From Barry and the Remains. Huge band in the late 60s. Well, everyone had their hopes up. I think they thought they were like the next American Beatles. And they, in fact, opened up for the Beatles at Suffolk Downs.
14 shows.
Did 14 shows at 66 Suffolk?
66 North American tour.
They did 14 shows there?
They did 14 shows around the country.
Oh, okay. One show at Suffolk
North
Downs.
Or North America, actually.
I was going to say, that's insane.
Yeah.
One show.
Not at the same time.
One show at Suffolk Downs.
Right.
Got it. What were you saying? Dion has a new album?
Dion does. Yes, he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually looking for some Dion. What's that? Oh, I thought you said something.
I said he was great.
He was great. I don't know a lot about him.
You thought he was dead.
I thought he died back in the 70s. I'm like, you can't.
No,
you're kidding
he's
me.
Old, but he's still kicking.
Well, his song "The Wanderer" is actually played a lot on Fallout 4, which I'm big into
now. Those are the oldies from the 60s. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what this version is. Can I talk again? Let me see if I get your levels.
Check one, two.
Yeah, you're going over all right. I don't know whose version this is. Let's try this for a second. Right. This might be short-lived. If not, enjoy. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's definitely not the version. I like it, though.
Can I put these on? But she's a
That's not it either. Ah, Cal, looking for the Wanderer in my new studio. How do you like my new studio?
It's kind of small.
I see Yuki came. Who's this? Maybe this is the Wanderer. Well, looking for Dion's the Wanderer. Oh, we must have it on. Maybe we'll look for it on vinyl. Who's this? Sons of Huns doing the Wanderer.
Oh, really?
See how that sounds. That's not it either. Anyway, since we have the whole gang here, why don't we just get into talking, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, well, I'm the type of guy.
There you go.
There you go.
Go ahead, sing a few bars, Cal. That's pretty good.
Who likes to settle down? No, who likes to roam around, right? I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town. Something
that's,
like that.
That's not bad at all. We got Dion right here.
Yeah, there you go. Lou Reed likes Dion.
What about Lou Reed?
Lou Reed, he was friends with Dion. You know, they collaborated on at least one record, I think.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't heard any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we have it here. We have. We also have Schmel here. Do we say in where you work today, Schmel? As in, or are you anonymous?
What are you talking about?
Who are you today? Al? Schmel? What's your name?
I'm on Facebook.
Alfalfa?
When you're bassist for the Cal Cali band, you're Al.
Yeah, real life, I'm Al.
Okay.
Facebook world.
Well, I don't know if we're ever... Facebook world, you're undercover. You're the clown on Facebook, aren't you?
Schmel.
I'm Schmel.
Schmel the clown. No. The clown's something different,
Schmel
isn't it? Schmel her behind.
Oh,
that's his name. Schmel her behind.
It is.
Then we got Cal Cali. You've been in several times, but for those who don't know who you are, yeah, maybe a brief background. Where are you coming from, Cal? You're a big Boston music guy.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I lived here in the '80s and played with Al and another guy in a band called Jet Set. This guy Stevie Sway, and that was power pop, kind of like the Ramones meet the Cars or something. I don't know. But people said we had a little flipper sound at times.
Were you doing originals then?
Yes, originals. Yeah, it was originals. And, you know, we played The Rat and The Channel and, you know, all the places. Jumpin' Jack Flash. And then I moved away.
Jumpin' Jack Flash, was that a place?
Oh, yeah. That was over by where Church is now, or was, right? Is that going
Kilna to... Kilmarnock, or whatever.
Yeah. Kilmarnock. No, but it was on a different street, but it was in that area, in the Fenway.
Okay. I never heard it. I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that was a good one. And then I moved away for a while and came back, and then when I came back, we started up Jet Set again for a little while, which became Glider. Steve wasn't able to stay in the band, so I took the singing responsibilities, and we added a bass player. We added Yuki, and we also have the cover band, Cal Cali Band, which is 60s, more garagey, you know, but with a little bit of an edge.
You do a lot of covers of 60s. Like,
yeah, we do.
And it's of, and it's know, the like
zombies and stuff like that. And,
yeah, like the... sock hop type of 60s stuff. I don't know. What,
well,
you know what I mean?
Poppy, no, you mean?
Yeah, well, yeah. You're not psychedelic 60s. You're like, it's like early 60s.
Or just some velvet,
even like 50s music you kind of get into. Like,
well, yeah, Buddy Holly song, right?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. That Uke sings.
What did you bring today? You got something to play?
Well, I have something from like different eras. In fact, after that Jet Set, I was in a band called Smack Tan Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in like 88, 89.
Before we play anything, let's, I don't know, Yuki needs to be somewhere today.
Let's
say hi to Yuki.
Yeah.
Come on in. Is that what you call her? I call her Yuki.
I'm the only one that calls her Yuki.
Do you want, I mean, what do you like to be called?
As long as you and the key is there, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If people know who I'm talking about when I say Yuki.
Yuki. Or Yuke. Or you,
go whatever. Ahead. And what? How do you, how is the proper way to pronounce your name, Yuki?
Well, in Japanese, my name is Yukiko.
Yukiko. I remember
not
that
Yukiko,
now. Yes.
Yukiko. So,
Yukiko.
But yeah, I know that the people tend to pronounce my name as Yukiko. So, Yuki or Yuk or whatever.
Right.
It's fine. Yeah.
You don't want Yuk. Yuk sounds too much like a nuke. No nukes.
No nukes. No nukes. I'm not gonna support nukes.
Oh wow, you sound a little like Yoko there when you say no nukes.
Oh my god. Well, it would be.
You're much prettier. You're much prettier than Yoko Ono ever was. I might add. So. Yeah. Yuki.
Yes.
What do you play in the band? You sing a lot. You sing like half the songs, don't you?
Yeah, and the bass.
And you play bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bass is like the size of you.
Well, my buddy Gibson, Ibis Lee is a kind of heavy bottom thing, but yeah, it's a pretty.
You're into the heavy bottoms, eh?
Yeah. Yes.
That's
big
cool.
Big bottom.
Big bottom. I get that in here. We can play some big bottom later.
I saw those guys.
Spinal Tap.
They played the channel.
Ah, that must have been fun. Yeah. I definitely see that. I like their songs actually. Yeah. So, yeah. Something different. We'll play that later. Okay, you want to play something? What do you have, Kel?
All right.
Well, they were going to play live. They brought all this stuff. I feel really bad. But at least Kel, I'm glad Kel got to witness what happened because he was standing right with me when I was told Studio A was down. I'm like, news to me.
I fainted with Brian.
and that
I
email,
cried with Brian.
And that email must have gone out while I was asleep because I know I looked at my email before I went to bed and that wasn't there. So
it wasn't there.
No, not before I went to bed. So, I mean, sure I did not have any notice of that. What do we have to play, though?
Right,
we do have some
we
CDs.
We can play one of ours for us, I guess.
One of ours meaning the Cal Cali
number
band.
Number 10, yes.
Right on.
A tribute to the Cramps.
Cramps? Does this sound like the Cramps?
I don't know. You're going to have to tell me that.
I love the Cramps. Okay, here we go. Figuring out new machinery in Studio Z. This should work. Cal Cali Band on MFO.
Better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm half with it today. Uh-huh. It was actually a Cramps cover, Goo Goo Muck. Right?
That's right. That's right. Yep.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, what do I have going? I have this going. I want to put this on repeat. Might as well just describe what I'm doing here because you don't want to listen
Brian
to dead air while I'm doing
flailing around. He's got his arms flying in the air.
Not at all.
Really
I took this very calmly, haven't I? What do you think Howard Stern would do in this situation?
He'd probably use foul language at this moment. This is when it's called for, Brian.
No.
This is when it's okay.
This is when I keep my cool. Show them what it's how it's done.
That's right. That's right. This is where you...
You brought some more stuff. Well, we can play some more of your stuff. What do you have
well,
there?
Well, you know what I found out? I looked up and tried to find out whose birthday was today. And Tracy Lords is 48 today.
Tracy
Lords, who was in that video.
She's a porn star.
Joey, Ramon, I Want You Around.
Oh,
yeah,
didn't she become a porn star, though?
Yeah, she did. She
has
movies. Yeah. And so...
Oh, happy birthday.
It's
did
also
you sing
Gabby
anything?
It's Gabby Hayes' birthday, too. I think he died.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right, but we can stick with Tracy.
Well, we don't have anything to play by her, do we?
Well, you can play
some
I
of that
want
over
you
the
around.
I can't play that. You want me to play that now?
You can.
Are you asking for
I think
that?
Is it on that tape? On a CD?
Oh, you guys doing it?
I have it. Us doing it.
I was going to say, I have many versions
of
Ramones doing it.
Crowd noise in this one. It's live, but...
You don't know what track it is? Number four.
Yeah, number four.
We got it. I almost played some. I was like, I guess Cal just wants to do a request in the middle of his interview. I'll play some Ramones.
If that's okay. Yeah. He says, groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking radio. No, this is Gonzo Radio coming at you live. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Take away,
Yeah, very welcome, Cal. Yes, that was the wrong song. It wasn't... What were we going to play? That was the Social Distortions, Ball
that was
and Chain.
Social Distortion, yeah.
Right.
You know, I didn't even... I couldn't even tell it was a different...
Well, I started. I could have sworn it was. I know it's it's like the same music as When You're Sitting Back, Dead Roses.
Oh, okay.
Dead Flowers.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where he got it.
Yeah, it sounded like the Stones is Dead Flowers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was cool though.
That was at the Rosebud.
What one were we trying to play?
I Want You Around.
Oh yeah, Ramon's song. That's right.
Yeah, for Tracy.
For Tracy Lords, it's
yes,
her birthday.
If you watch the video on YouTube.
See, so what I was just swearing at off air,
okay.
Of course, was that throughout all this commotion, I didn't log into the Spinatron. I don't know if that's going to affect the archive at all after the show, but...
We shall see.
Yeah, somehow I'll be able to find it. I mean, everything is archived somehow, but...
We'll just have to do it again.
It might be tricky finding it, that's all.
Okay.
What is going on right now at this particular moment is live, and we will be able to find this, Cal.
Good. Okay, from here.
But don't listen to this later on and then get very confused and think it's live again.
I'll try not to cry.
For those words I just said. What's
alcohol.
He talking about?
I think I understand you.
For those just tuning in, I'm in a totally different studio and we're just getting used to it. I mean, it's usually pretty easy if you don't like tell 10 people to come on your show. Which I kind
of
did. Actually, Sonika didn't show up. Sonika Wilson was going to show up, and she's, huh? Oh, I thought I heard her.
Is she here?
Sonika's here. Why didn't anyone tell me? Come on in. I told you guys Sonika was going to come by. Say hello anyway, Sonika. We'll get to you in a second. Nobody told me. I've been saying, anyone see Sonika Wilson? So I figured you were a no-show. It's really crazy. Kel, let Sonika hop in for a minute, and we'll get back to Cal's music. It's very hectic today. Sonika.
Before you
leave, take a look in that very nice studio in there we're locked out of because that's being worked on for maintenance. And I didn't get the email. So I walked in, I had this band that was supposed to play, and somebody's calling in, and I had you coming in. So it's been a total mess this morning. It's usually not in this little
That's all right.
Confined
Thank you
area.
So much for having me, Brian. That room is beautiful, by the way. I'm going to have to come back.
I do want you to come back so you can see. I've worked in commercial radio, and it's actually better than where I've worked, you know? I mean,
awesome.
So, yeah. We have nice facilities here. We have this spare little room that I can broadcast from, but it's enough to be able to promote what's going on with you. Do you have is this a new thing you're doing?
Yes, I am partners with we're going to keep him a secret for now, but he's an old promoter around Boston. He has about 25 years of experience under his belt.
You don't want to say who
back.
It is?
No, he's a secret
okay.
for now.
I have some guesses. Am I allowed to guess?
Sure, go right ahead.
But will he tell me if I'm right or wrong?
I will not tell you.
I'm not going to guess then. I won't get involved.
he was one of the best promoters around Boston, of course, with a team. And we just started Double Sevens Promotions.
Excellent.
AMP, Advertising, Marketing, and Promotions Company. So we are promoting our Memorial Weekend event, which will be a day party.
Right.
And then a launch event that evening at the East End Grill in Somerville.
That's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
What's the name of the grill?
East End Grill in Somerville.
East End?
East End
East
Grill.
End Grill.
Yeah.
Got it. Do you normally have live acts there, or any, what goes on at East End Grill?
Actually, yes, there are live acts on Saturday night typically, but yeah, this particular Saturday night we will be doing our VIP launch.
Sounds great.
Yes.
What can you see at the VIP if you haven't? Have you?
Well, since it's our launch, we haven't yet incorporated, or the public hasn't yet seen what we've incorporated. So, typical things like bottle service, private room, private area. The food is absolutely delicious. I would advise you to go there any day, anytime, and have the food.
Right on.
Absolutely delicious. And they sell the food up until about 10 o'clock, but we're trying to get them to expand that so that our VIP people come in, they can eat as well as drink.
Great. Can anyone go to this next? When is it? Next Saturday?
Yes. No, it is Saturday the 28th, the weekend of Memorial Day weekend.
Right. Okay. Can anyone go? Or what?
Yes. Come out to the phone party which is the day.
Because when you say VIP, I'm getting, I don't know, it confuses me.
Well, it's a new VIP experience that my partner and I put together, and we're basically mobile. We can go to any club and provide this experience for your patrons. So it's something really new. It's almost like a pilot, you might say, but it is. I've been really hands-on with it, and I've been in the customer service business for over 20 years,
yeah,
so I'm really great at, you know, knowing what people would want.
Okay.
So let's just say it's going to be really special. I can't give away some things because, you know, there are other promoters out there. And if we give away our formula,
okay,
they may take it and run with it.
Well, anyways, I'll try to make it over to that. But if I can't make it to that, I'm definitely going to go there for lunch or something sometime.
Wonderful. Let me know when you pop in. Maybe I'll pop in too.
Thank you, Sonika. Thank you so much
Thank
for coming
you for
in.
Having
I'm,
me.
I'm sorry. I mean, you'd want to hang out if we had the real studio, but you probably can't wait to get out of here.
No. But, oh, no, that's not true. No, I'm excited to be here.
Oh,
I'm just so glad that I actually got to
hang out and check out the albums if you want, by all means. I mean, yeah, we have like a million albums out there. It's mostly rock and roll.
That's
you like
all
rock?
Right.
You like rock and roll?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I used to manage a rock band.
Oh, a local one?
Who was neighborhood it? Of Make Believe, a local band. Really amazing.
Is that
band.
A secret too?
No, it isn't. It's
no.
Oh, guys, that's not
no,
very
I didn't
nice.
Say that. I don't think guys
okay.
say, oh,
I'll
Cal.
Let you say that, but I will bring on the lead guitarist
oh,
when
do
you're
it, do
ready
it.
For
Who
him.
Is it? Who is it? Who is
His
it?
His name is Michael Williams, and he is amazing at what he does. He plays the guitar by ear, but you would never think it.
Okay.
Pretty amazing.
What's this band called?
It was called the Neighborhood of Make Believe, but right now he's doing solo things.
Oh, that's why Cal says they make believe. I'm like, where did that come from?
And I didn't
get the name of the band
Cal's
there.
Not very
all right,
nice people.
That's okay. No, Cal knows he's not nice people. Don't worry about it.
That's okay. I'm used to it. Hey, I'm from Boston, born and bred.
You got to be tough.
Yeah,
Boston strong. Sonika Wilson, thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you again, Brian.
All right, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, Sonika.
Thank you.
Come back next time, and next time we'll rock out in the nice studio.
Awesomeness.
But like I said, you know, feel free to poke around. The albums are in alphabetical order, so just make sure they go
nice.
Back where they came from.
Yeah.
And
wonderful.
Feel
Thank
free
you.
Bathrooms are that way. If you need a powder, your nose.
Free.
Yep. Yeah, free powder.
Thank you.
That was cool, Sonika. Oh, okay, Cal, why don't we play what we were going to play before, right?
Okay.
Ramones?
Yeah, I Want You Around.
Now, which band of yours is this?
This is, I think it was the Cal Kelly Experience at the time, but it's Cal Kelly Band.
All right.
Yeah.
WMFO. What we were looking for.
Yes.
Ooh, feedback. I've never got that in the other room. No, what's this? Oh, it's just some, it sounds like wherever you were, it's like the party.
Yeah. Yeah, it picked up a lot of the crowd.
It's good background noise. Yeah. Like for the show. Sounds like there's a party going on here.
I think you were there too. It was 2012, I think it was.
Was I? Where was it at?
The Rosebud.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I probably am one of those voices.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can probably listen to some of those conversations, you know?
Yeah. What did he say about me? Why that rat? I'll get ya. Oh. So we still get Barry calling in at 2. I think I'm just going to like be taking requests and stuff for most of the show. Nothing too crazy till then, because, I mean, this is like a whole new thing for me. It's like first day on the job, because I'm in Studio C and not Studio A. I'd like to play at least one more by you guys. Do you guys want to plug anything? Al? Uke?
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to plug? You guys are all set? Well, Cal, where are you playing next?
You
got the big show, Friday, The Remains.
Yeah, Friday's with The Remains and Liars, Muck and the Myers.
When is it, next Friday?
That is next Friday night, the 13th. And it starts at 8
Friday
o'clock.
The 13th? Oh, no.
Friday the 13th, yes.
Oh, no. And I'm emceeing that, so this is scary.
Well, prepare.
No.
Don't miss Muck. He's on 8 o'clock sharp. Okay? So, we started everything early. Want to get Barry on early.
And the Liars are going to finish it off. So it'll be a great night.
Mm-hmm.
At Once Ballroom, 156 Highland Ave in Somerville.
It's going to be an amazing
night.
From
Davis Square.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be good. Ticket sales are really steady.
If you don't know who the Remains are, just wiki them, and if you don't know who they are, you're going to be really surprised, actually. Mm-hmm. But I've gone over it many times. I mean, they're a huge band from the late 60s. Not sure exactly why they broke up and stuff, but those are questions I'm going to ask Barry.
Oh,
Barry's
that was
calling
about
in.
The drummer, yeah.
Barry will call in about a half hour if I get the right time. Is that the right time, Kel?
Well, let me see. I have
new studio.
1:44.
It's 1:44.
So that's an hour and 10 minutes off.
Yeah, it's an hour off. Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Well, let's play one more, and it's been great having you guys in. Oh, you're going to play something. I didn't know that.
We can wait till later for that. No,
only if you guys were wanting to hang around.
She's got to leave.
You have to go.
Oh, she's got to go. Okay.
Okay.
Then we'll do it now. All right.
Okay. I forgot. They said they actually do want to do something acoustic, so that's great.
Okay.
I don't know how this is going to sound coming through these speakers. What do you think, Al?
Could be these microphones.
It could be the effing balls.
All right. Whatever.
Well, stay tuned. You don't want to miss anything if it's the effing balls. This is Cal Cali Band on MFO.
What are we doing here? How about this one here?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do this one.
Quick tune up.
Let me get my drink before you do that.
Yeah. I need a drink, too.
Let Cal get a little sip of something. Can you just hand it to him? Never mind. He's got it. I just don't know why Cal's jumping through the air when he's about to go on air.
Okay.
Cal Cali Band, warming up for you. What is that? A E? An E? Is that the way you're doing?
An E. Yes, it's an E. Okay, thanks, sorry. Okay.
Want me to play something while you get ready?
We're playing Pale Blue.
Yeah. I think you could turn it down a little bit.
Are we okay?
Yeah. Go for it.
We're still on the air.
Okay. You guys got 20 seconds, and I'm putting the song on.
Pressure. The pressure's on.
Nice.
Smell.
Come on.
10.
9. See, I would have put a song on if I knew you guys needed to get ready. You ready to go? Okay.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy. But mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale blue eyes. If I could make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror, I'd put in front of me, I'd put in front of me.
One of my favorites.
Is it?
Yeah,
yeah,
Velvet Underground.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. And those are the, that's one of the ones that came out in the '80s. The lost ones, you know.
Oh, is that
the
lost? Is that right?
Yeah.
I thought I always knew that song.
No. It was lost. It was lost. They found it in a trash can.
Yeah. You have to go, or do you have time for one more? One more? Okay. Well, what do you get? You
what
guys
are we
going to
do?
More?
Red and Gray.
We could try this, you know. We just started working on it, but we'll do it.
Okay. Red and Gray.
This is a Boston song.
All right.
From the Neats.
We'll do another one, because Yuki's not...
Oh, we're not going to do that. Sorry.
You and I can do it.
We can do that later.
We'll do that after this one.
Okay. I'm going for a quick cigarette before Barry calls.
Okay.
Right after this.
All right. Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Whenever.
Okay.
Are you shaking all over?
Okay. Wait, can I get these headphones working?
Whatever you got there, kiddo.
Volume.
That's it. And, you know, at Once Ballroom. In Somerville.
Check it out. And away we go.
Oh, Barry from The Remains. Calling in. 2 o'clock.
Yes, 2 o'clock.